Drugs to safely access trauma? When I was a medical student, I spent the summer of 1966 working for Jan Bastiaans, a professor at Leiden University in the Netherlands, who was known for his work treating Holocaust survivors with LSD. He claimed to have achieved spectacular results, but when colleagues inspected his archives, they found few data to support his claims. The potential of mind-altering substances for trauma treatment was subsequently neglected until 2000, when Michael Mederhoff and his colleagues in South Carolina received FDA permission to conduct an experiment with MDMA, known by the street name ecstasy. MDMA was classified as a controlled substance in 1985 after having been used for years as a recreational drug. As with Prozac and other psychotropic agents, we don't know exactly how MDMA works, but it's known to increase concentrations of a number of important hormones, including oxytocin, vasopressin, cortisol, and prolactin. Most relevant for trauma treatment, it increases people's awareness of themselves. They frequently report a heightened sense of compassionate energy, accompanied by curiosity, clarity, confidence, creativity, and connectedness. Mederhoffer and his colleagues were looking for a medication that would enhance the effectiveness of psychotherapy, and they became interested in MDMA because it decreases fear, defensiveness, and numbing, as well as helping to access inner experience. They thought MDMA might enable patients to stay within the window of tolerance so they could revisit their traumatic memories without suffering overwhelming physiological and emotional arousal. The initial pilot studies have supported that expectation. The first study involving combat veterans, firefighters, and police officers with PTSD had positive results. In the next study, of a group of 20 victims of assault who had been unresponsive to previous forms of therapy, 12 subjects received MDMA, and 8 received an inactive placebo. Sitting or lying in a comfortable room, they then all received 2 8-hour psychotherapy sessions, mainly using internal family systems therapy, known as IFS, the subject of Chapter 17 of this book. 2 months later, 83% of the patients who received MDMA plus psychotherapy were considered completely cured, compared with 25% of the placebo group. None of the patients had adverse effects. Perhaps most interesting, when the participants were interviewed more than a year after the study was completed, they had maintained their gains.